This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Should the Michigan Department of Natural Resources have the power to set aside an area of land specifically to maintain biological diversity, which basically means protecting the variety of plants and animals living in that area? That's the question that has fueled passage in the state Senate of Senate Bill 78. It would prohibit the state DNR from setting aside land to maintain biodiversity. Senate Bill 78 is sponsored by Senator Tom Casperson, a Republican from Escanaba's 38th District. He thinks the DNR should have to ask permission from the legislature each time it wants to set aside land. Well, 2 weeks ago, Stateside talked with Senator Casperson. Today, we're talking with Marv Roberson, who's a forest ecologist with the Sierra Club. And Marv joins us now from outside Marquette. Welcome to Stateside, Marv.
Thank you for having me.
So the DNR, Marv, had been planning to create these biodiversity stewardship areas on both state and private land. How important is it to have those areas set aside?
Well, I guess first I would quibble with the term set aside.
Okay.
Set aside sounds like you're not going to be able to use it for anything, whereas these areas were going to be managed very specifically for conservation and restoration of biological diversity. And the program was really interesting. It was both visionary and innocuous. It was visionary because it was the first time any land management agency ever had said, what's the variety of natural plant communities we've got across the landscape, and where can we manage for the best examples of those varieties, instead of just saying, hey, this place is really cool, let's protect it.
Okay.
And it was innocuous in that it wouldn't have caused any cease in the flow of timber, no job loss, no recreational loss, certainly no loss of human access, as has been described by Senator Casperson.
So it
was an opportunity to show that we've got room for industry, recreation, and biodiversity.
And it does seem, as the planning process was happening for these biodiversity stewardship areas, that most everybody was on board, environmentalists and hunting groups. So what happened to derail things?
A very small number of people, including some of Mr. Casperson's constituents, became convinced incorrectly that the biodiversity stewardship areas would be places where no human activity could take place. There was nothing in the documents that created this process to indicate that, and there was certainly never intent on anyone's part who was part of the process to make that the case. But that was Mr. Casperson's concern.
And from that, then he revived that bill. We know that he had tried that last fall with Senate Bill 1276 that passed the Senate but was never brought up in the House.
Well, and the interesting thing is he expressed his concern over loss of human access, and then he introduced a bill which didn't prevent loss of human access, didn't address that question at all, simply outlawed managing for biodiversity. And when a bill was offered by Rebecca Warren that did address loss of human access, he voted against it. So his bill doesn't address the problems that he has identified.
All right. Well, we had Senator Casperson talking to Lester Graham here on Stateside 2 weeks ago. Here is what he said. I want to play it, and then I'd like your thoughts.
Biodiversity can mean different things to different parts of the land. And so we think there should be more oversight for that decision to be made, because it seems like it's dependent upon who's in charge that gets to do that. And we have a concern with that, especially when you look at what they already have. A lot of the argument was against this was made, I believe, to almost come across like if they don't have this specific ability or terminology or however you want to put it, that they're done. They can't do anything to protect biodiversity. And I don't believe that to be true, not with 22 different tools in the toolbox to do exactly that.
So Senator Casperson, Marv, believes the DNR already has what it needs to preserve biodiversity, and there should be more oversight. So your reaction?
Well, a couple things. First of all, nobody's saying that without BSAs we can't protect biodiversity. What we are saying is that under his bill, which goes well beyond eliminating BSAs, it eliminates management for biodiversity. So for him to say you can still manage for biodiversity after he's passed a bill that prohibits managing for biodiversity is a bit disingenuous at best. The other thing is he says he wants the DNR to come and ask for permission from the legislature to designate a BSA.
With each occurrence, yeah.
Unfortunately, what his bill does is outlaws designating them, period. The Michigan Natural Areas Program says if you want to designate a natural area, you come to us, you ask us, we pass it, it gets designated. This bill has no provisions like that. This bill simply outlaws designating BSAs, period.
Why do you think the Michigan United Conservation Clubs favors this Senate Bill 78?
I don't have a good answer for that unless they are concerned about hunting access.
Huh. If
they are concerned about hunting access, that's a misplaced concern because there's no loss of access under this program whatsoever. The program was designed by a multi-stakeholder group, including the Sierra Club, the Nature Conservancy, the Michigan Association of Timbermen, the Michigan-Wisconsin Timber Producers Association, and a wide variety of other conservation groups. So this is not an environmentalist sneak play.
And when Senator Casperson was on Stateside 2 weeks ago, he actually basically referred to you by name. So talk to us about that reference and what you'd like to say.
Sure. He said that since I had described this as the culmination of 20 years' worth of work, that there should have been other people at the table and not just me. Well, it is the culmination of 20 years of work. I've been trying to get balance in the DNR's management between hunting, fishing, timber management, and biodiversity for a long time, and this was a real good step in that direction. But I wasn't the only person at the table. As I mentioned, there were timber industry groups at the table as well, designing this process and signing off on it.
And his reference also in the clip that we had just played, where he said there was a concern that it kind of sounds like if they don't get this specific ability that they're done, they can't do anything to protect biodiversity. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that that's not correct. And if all he was doing was outlawing BSAs, I'd still be concerned and I'd still be unhappy. What we're saying is that if you outlaw BSAs, that's one thing. If you outlaw managing for biodiversity, that's a different thing. And that's what his bill does. We're not claiming that the loss of BSAs means you can't manage for biodiversity. We're claiming that if you pass a bill that prohibits managing for biodiversity, then right, you can't manage for biodiversity.
Give us a sense, when you say managing for biodiversity, Marv Roberson, what does that mean? What does that look like?
Sure. Mr. Casperson said that anybody can just call it whatever they want, depending upon who's in charge. But under this program, there's a list of 76 natural communities, plant communities that occur in Michigan. That's very clearly defined what's in them, which types of plants, which distributions. It's very clearly set out. It's not just somebody saying, oh, I think this is biodiversity over here, and I think that's biodiversity over there.
So what would it mean?
Well, for instance, in the Northern Hardwoods community, Northern Mesic Forest, the primary timber types are maple, beech, hemlock. In many areas of the state, we're having a very difficult time regenerating hemlock, so we don't have the complete suite of biodiversity in that community. So doing things like reducing deer densities in that area because deer browse hemlock seedlings is one way to restore biodiversity. Hmm. The other thing to keep in mind is that this bill has a lot of unintended consequences. It prohibits the department from managing or designating areas to restore biodiversity. If the department wanted to designate an area for Kirtland warbler critical habitat, that's restoring biodiversity. If the department wanted to designate an area for restoring elk habitat, that's restoring biodiversity. So a lot of things that even Mr. Casperson, I would assume, likes will be outlawed under this bill.
So Casperson, we know, introduced, as we were mentioning, a similar bill last fall. That was Senate Bill 1276. It passed the Senate, but it was never even brought up in the House. And Governor Snyder said last fall he did not support Senate Bill 1276. So now here we are with Senate Bill 78. What's your sense of whether, or do you have any sense as to whether, number one, it's going to be brought up in the House, and number two, whether the governor does or doesn't support this newest version?
I certainly can't presume to speak for what the governor mm-hmm. intends to do, and I haven't spoken with him or his staff about that. My sense is that there's not a lot of interest, either for or against it, in the House right now. So my guess is that it'll certainly get a hearing just out of courtesy, but whether it'll go any further than that, I don't know. I certainly hope not.
How very crucial do you feel it is to have these BSAs, to have these biodiversity stewardship areas?
Well, again, there are two separate questions. The one is how crucial are the BSAs, and I think they're very important and very visionary, and we're a great opportunity to show, as I said, that we've got room for all.
Mm-hmm.
The second question, which is a different question, is this bill a good idea? Because this bill doesn't just outlaw BSAs. It outlaws biodiversity management. Defeating this bill is very crucial. Having the BSAs would be wonderful and important, but losing them isn't the end of the world.
Marv Roberson, a forest ecologist with the Sierra Club, talking about Senate Bill 78, and that was, of course, sponsored by Senator Tom Casperson, should any of you who are listening want to pursue this further with your legislator. Marv, thanks for talking with us today on Stateside.
Thanks for having me.
Marv joined us from outside Marquette. Marv is a forest ecologist with the Sierra Club.